I'm thankful for children's ministries. Amen. I know my kids, when they were coming up, they were privileged to belong to a church that had a children's ministry that taught them how to worship God, taught them how to pray, taught them, prayed with them. Amen. And I'm so thankful that this church is that place now. Our children, when they're in the back, they're learning things about who Jesus is. Amen. They're learning how to sing praises to the Lord. They're learning how to pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Would you stand with me? I have just a short portion of Scripture. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning at verse number 1. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel." That's my hope today, is to declare unto you the gospel. "I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." Amen. My topic today is very, very simple, and I do not intend to be a long time. It's this. This is the gospel. Amen. Amen. Resurrection Day is what gave us the gospel. This is the gospel. Lord, I pray even right now that in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, that you would quicken the words I would say. Lord, that you would open our minds, our understanding. I pray that, Lord, even here today in this place, Lord, that your Spirit would just reign supreme. Lord, that you would touch each heart, that you would touch each mind, and help us, Lord, to open ourselves to the will of the Almighty God, of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray your will to be done even in this place today and in each person, and Lord, in me. Thank you, Lord, for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. It has been said already here today, we celebrate this Sunday as Resurrection Day. It is a reason to celebrate that Jesus was victorious over death, hell, and the grave. He rose. We remember his resurrection on Resurrection Day, and I hope on every day. But today is a special day because we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. Many in our Christian world, not just here in Uncasville, but in parts of the world, and I guess there's astronauts in the outer space, possibly right now, celebrating Resurrection Day. Amen. Out of this world. Many Christian believers today are celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's known in the Christian realm of our society as Easter Sunday. And it is a celebration that's worthy to be celebrated. Amen. Praise the Lord. Resurrection Day is all about the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, our world has tried to make holidays completely secular. Completely, you know, just remove God out of holidays. But this day is about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. It is a time for focusing on and remembering what Jesus did for us. What Jesus came to do, he was successful in. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. He came that he might be the sacrifice for sin. He came that he would defeat death, hell, and the grave. He came that he might be the sacrifice. And he was. It's not that anybody took his life. You see, he gave his life willingly as a sacrifice for sin. We celebrate the price that he paid. Yes, it was a horrific price. Yes, the crucifixion was a very gruesome ordeal. Many of us would not want to witness a crucifixion. But Jesus subjected himself in flesh as a man to be the sacrifice for sin. You see, without the remission of blood, there is no remission. And it is the blood of Jesus Christ. And it is his victory over death, hell, and the grave. His very resurrection that we celebrate today is the reason for this celebration. It is a time today, Resurrection Day, is a time for appreciation. I appreciate Jesus Christ. He is the best gift that I have ever received. He is the biggest difference that has ever happened in my life. His selfless act of suffering and dying on that old rugged cross. Him being buried in a borrowed tomb. And him rising again on the third day to be victorious. It's a time for us to remember why we celebrate the resurrection on this day. In our text in 1 Corinthians 15, as I read just a moment ago, the Apostle Paul tells us the death, the burial, the resurrection is the gospel. We don't have to be confused. Well, what is the gospel? It's the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The gospel. Amen. Paul starts the discussion with the words, I declare unto you the gospel. I read it just a moment ago. He's talking and referring to the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus the Christ. It is important that we properly respond to the death of Jesus Christ. It is important that we properly respond to the burial of Jesus Christ. It is important that we properly respond to the resurrection of Jesus the Christ. Amen. You see, this saving message that Jesus himself brought unto us, it's referred to as the gospel. It is not just to be believed. Some people believe, oh, I believe in Jesus. Get this. Yes, we need to believe it. And yes, we need to obey it. You are right, Pastor Dyke. We need to do as well as believe. We need to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. On the day of Pentecost, when the New Testament church was birthed, when it was recorded in Acts chapter 2, we've got a sign right there, Acts 2:38. Peter Simon Peter, who Jesus had previously given the keys to the kingdom, he was given the authority to tell people how God was going to allow people to be saved. He was given the keys to the kingdom, and he is preaching this message on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, verse number 38. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Tells us what to do. And then he didn't stop there. I'm glad he didn't stop there. He went on to say, for the remission. Someone say remission. Remission is payment. When you have paid for the product, it's yours. Jesus Christ paid for you and I. He paid for you and I with his own sacrificial blood on the cross at Calvary. Amen. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Tells us why we need to be baptized. And doesn't stop there even. He goes on to give us a promise of what is going to happen. And ye shall, someone say shall. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's a promise from God. In fact, the very next verse. Can you do the next verse too, Brother Andre? I didn't put it on the sheet. For the promise. It's a promise from God. For the promise. It's a promise from Jesus Christ. He's fulfilling right here what he said he would do. For the promise is unto you and unto your children. Wasn't it great to see the kids that have learned to sing and worship about Jesus? For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. God's not changing his mind. He's not thinking up another plan. He gave it to us. He brought it to us. He delivered it unto us. He gave us himself. We celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Simon Peter, in this very, in the Acts 2:38 verse of scripture, he gave us three powerful life-changing directives. He told us what we were to do and why we were to do it. Number one, Acts 2:38, there it is. He told us to repent of our sins. Peter said unto them, repent. What is that? People try to make it hard. Oh, well, I got to get straightened out before. No, you don't. You don't have to get straightened out to repent. I have seen people walk in the back door at the altar call. I was a young, in my 20s, so it was a long time ago. My sister, she had a sailor boyfriend. And the sailor boyfriend came in the doors of the church at altar call time. That guy stopped about halfway, and he's standing on the side, and he's watching people worship. And people are coming pretty soon. Somebody walks over with him. Well, why don't you worship with us? So he begins to worship. You know, pretty soon the guy who was talking to him had him from the middle of the row right up into the front of the pew. He had been in the service about 10 minutes. He came in at the altar call time. He got himself down to the altar. He began to worship and praise the Lord. He'd been in church now about 15 minutes. And he's worshiping the Lord, and now he begins to speak in other tongues. He is filled with the Holy Ghost. Pretty soon he's baptized in Jesus' name. Now, did he get it all worked out and figured out and get his life straightened up between the back door and the baptismal tank? The answer is yes. And how he got his life straightened out was repenting. If you will repent on your way to the baptismal tank, you can be baptized. It doesn't take, you know, a 12-week course in baptismal studies. It takes you to say, I'm sorry to Jesus. It takes you to repent. And then you can be baptized. Repent of your sins. Acts 2:38 tells us to do that. And it goes on. Tells us to be buried with him in baptism. Repent and, you know, it's connected together by that very special word. Repent and. Repenting all by itself is good, but it's not enough. Asking God to forgive you is really good, but by itself is not enough. Repent and, someone say and. Yeah. Repent and be baptized. Everyone, it doesn't say, oh, sometimes somebody may get baptized once in a while. No, it says repent and be baptized, every one of you. You could count down the road. Yep, you, yep, you, yep, you, yep, yep, you, yep, you, and you. Everyone. I'm telling you, if you don't know who Jesus is, you need to know the Jesus that I know. You need to have a repented spirit. You need to be sorry for your sin. Ask God. You don't got to bring it to me. I don't need to know all your problems. That would just bring me problems. And you know what? I can't fix your problems. But Jesus does want to know your problems. And Jesus can and is willing to fix your problems. He's a God who knows and is able. Repent and be baptized, every one of you. And the promise, man, this is such a good part. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. There's a very special saint, and you'll know who I'm talking about if you come to our Monday night prayer meeting. Oh, pray that people get filled with the Holy Ghost. They need the Holy Ghost. I've heard that prayer week after week after week after week. And guess what? Tomorrow night, I'm going to hear it again. And it's absolutely true. We need to have the Holy Ghost. The Word of God is clear on the meaning of Simon Peter's message. It's not hidden. You know, the hidden innuendos that are in our society, they're everywhere. This is clear. This is not hidden. This is meant to be published abroad. It's meant to be the meaning of Resurrection Day. The reason why we're here today is this gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the reason why we celebrate Resurrection Day. This is the gospel. Repentance is death to sin. Water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ is burial with him. In fact, when you are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, this verse of scripture, Acts 2:38, tells us that his sacrifice is applied to our life at that very second. The minister says, I baptize you now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He dips you down for about 1 second or less and brings you back up. And guess what? Not because the preacher did anything. It wasn't in the power of the person. It is in the power of the sacrifice on the cross in the name of Jesus Christ that remits, pays for our sins. Because we have obeyed what it says to do in the Bible, in Scripture. Water baptism in the name of Jesus is burial with Him. The infilling of the Holy Ghost is resurrection power. Jesus Christ, yes, He died on the cross at Calvary. Yes, they put Him in a borrowed tomb, but He didn't stay there. The third day He rose again. Resurrection Day is a celebration of Jesus being victorious. You and I, we have a method to be victorious over sin in our lives today. It is this gospel. It's resurrection power when you're filled with the Holy Ghost. The gospel saves. The gospel saves anyone and everyone. There's no one saved without the gospel. There's no one saved without the sacrifice of Jesus. There's no one saved without obedience to His word. No matter who you are. No matter how much money you have. No matter how little money you have. No matter your education. No matter your name. No matter your associations. No matter what good deeds or bad deeds you may have done. The gospel is able to save you. What Jesus Christ did on Resurrection Day, we celebrate today. On Resurrection Day, we celebrate Jesus the Christ. The Bible promises us that He died for all of us. No, it wasn't just for the disciples. It wasn't for just those that were there in Acts 2:38. It wasn't just for those 3,000 people that were added to the church on that very first day. It wasn't for the thousands that were saved later in Scripture. It wasn't just for the thousands that are saved in other places. It's right here for every individual person. Again, on Monday nights, a very frequent prayer. I pray it almost every single day. God, give us just one more family. God, change one more life. God, bring one more person to the revelation of who Jesus is. Jesus Christ died for all of us. He died for you, and He died for me. While we were yet in sin, I'm talking about not all cleaned up. You didn't get it all figured out yet. While the drunkard was still drunk. While the drug addict was still on drugs. While people who are doing evil deeds were still doing evil deeds. Even then, Jesus Christ died for them also. Jesus Christ died for the ungodly. Romans chapter 5 and verse number 8. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were still out there in the world, God was drawing us. While you were somewhere else today, God was drawing you unto Himself. God wants you to receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. God wants you to hear the message that He made possible by Resurrection Day. The gospel transforms. I'm a different man than I was before my coming to Jesus Christ. I'm a different man because of His sacrifice. When we obey the gospel, He changes us into a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. My wife and I sometimes will pick up Sister Janie, and it's one of her favorite sayings. And I think it is anyway, because I've heard her say it a whole bunch of times. I'm a new creature. You had to be there. It's special. I'm a new creature. I'm different. You know, other people are thinking, oh, I know that lady. I've seen her before. She's going to fall down into sin again.
No, sir.
No. I'm a new creature. They used to say that about me. Oh, he'll fall back into sin. He's going to go back to drinking. Oh, he ain't going to last long. No, when I came back to God, it's the thing that keeps me sane. Amen. I would be out of my mind to go back to drinking. That would just be pure, crazy, unacceptable thinking that is not on the list of okay things. I'm not going back there. I'm not doing that again. I'm not going back to the world. I would have to be just playing out of my mind to trade what Jesus Christ in the life that God has given me now, to trade in my life of being blessed in the church and being blessed by God and having salvation and giving up the gospel. For what? No, I ain't going back there. I'm not going back there. I'm a new creature. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Excuse me. Therefore, would you give me a bottle of water? It's one right there. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things, thank you, are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. No, it might be, in fact, it is new to you. If you're not used to this way of life, it is new to you. But it's a better way of life. It's God's got something special for you that's better than what you've known before. It's better than where you were. And then it gets even better if you read the back of the book. Romans chapter 6 and verse number 4. Therefore, we are buried with Him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. I know somebody already took my scripture today. Thank you, Brother Dyke. But it's absolutely true. When we are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, we are taking on the name of Jesus. We are accepting the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. It's how the name of Jesus is applied to our life. It's by the application of baptism. No, it's not an outward sign of an inward belief. It is an obedience to scriptures that are necessary. You cannot be saved without being baptized in Jesus' name. Some people, oh, Pastor, that's pretty tough. That's pretty stern. I would be doing you a disservice if I didn't tell you. And then God would hold me responsible for not telling you. Scripture tells me that. The gospel gives eternal hope. And I got just a few more minutes. Let me wrap this up. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. Some people are confused. Some people think there's a mystery into who God is. I tell you, when you receive this gospel, when you repent of your sins, when you are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, it's not a mystery anymore. You then have a revelation of who Jesus really is. Jesus is the Christ. He's the Holy One. He's the only God. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you. God wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost, which Christ in you, the hope of glory. God wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost. God wants His Spirit to be in your spirit. Musicians, would you come? I'm wrapping this up. 2 Corinthians. In fact, stand with me. I got two more places in Scripture, and I'm going to close. 2 Corinthians, the first of the two places. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 2. It says, For he saith, 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. There is a day. I hope there's a day in every one of our lives that we are secured by God. That He takes us unto be His own. I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation I have secured thee. That means the day that you get saved, the day that you obey the gospel, the day that you receive this gospel yourself, you're secured in Jesus Christ. Behold, now, someone say now.
Now.
Now is the accepted time. Behold, now, someone say now.
Now.
Now is the day of salvation.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Right now, hallelujah.
I can't imagine a better day than Resurrection Day, than the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus today.
Hallelujah.
in this service is the best time to obey the gospel. It's easy. It's held in one verse of scripture. Repent of your sins. That's simple. God, I'm sorry. I'm sincerely sorry. You can tell God you're sorry for sinning.
Amen.
It doesn't take long.
No, it doesn't.
By the time you get out of your pew, God, I'm sorry. Lord, I'm sorry for my sin. That took about three steps.
Yes.
You could be repented before you get to the front.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Repent of your sins. Be buried with him in baptism. Yesterday, we filled up the baptismal tank with a fresh body of water.
Yes.
And I stuck my hand in it this morning, and it's like bathtub warm. And then that new splash guard, you know, the dark part on top, we put that on there so that when people are going back and coming up, the water won't splash out. But it looks a whole lot nicer than the one that I put on there a while ago. Amen. The baptismal tank is ready.
It's ready.
Amen. We do need to be buried with him in baptism. Everything is ready. There's baptismal robes in the back. Take your street clothes off to stay dry. Put your baptismal robe on. You get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. God forgives, remits, pays for your sins in baptism. You worship God, and God will fill you with the Holy Ghost. It's a promise from God. He said he will. Be filled with resurrection power. Let me close with this. Two last verses, Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. You know, there are needs. In a crowd this size, there's a varied number of needs here today. Verse number 7 in Matthew 7. Ask. Someone say ask.
Ask.
You know what asking God anything is? It's prayer. You can pray. You can ask God for any kind of help you need. Doesn't matter what it is. Could be a little thing. Could be a big thing. Could be a salvation thing. Ask and it shall be given you.
Amen.
Seek and ye shall find.
Yes.
Knock. And it shall be opened unto you. Verse 8, for everyone that asketh, receiveth.
Yes.
Is anybody here today willing to pray and ask God for something? Would you raise your hand? You know, in about a minute, I'm going to finish up. And we're going to pray. We're going to ask God. You can ask God for anything, including that you would have the gospel. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. What a wonderful day it is. It's a celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You can ask him for anything. You need healing in your body, he's a healer. You need salvation in your soul, he's a savior. I tell you, God can help you in your family. He can help you with your children. He can help you in your home. He'll help you with your relationship. It's unlimited what you can ask God. In closing, I'm going to invite you to come to this altar. And would you join us? Would you lift your hands and lift your voice and go ahead and ask God for whatever you want to ask Him for. Come on. This altar is open right now. Come on. Why don't we ask God together for what He will do in your life? What God can do is unlimited. God wants to give you the gospel. He wants to heal your body. He wants to help you in your home. He wants to do with you His will in your life. Let's worship Him together right now. Lift your hands. Ask God right now.